It's KEXP Seattle, Kevin Cole with you. Down in the performance space now for a highly anticipated live performance from Alt-J. Welcome back to KEXP. Welcome to our new home.
Thank you very much.
Hey.
It is great having you here. We'll chat in a bit, but how about a couple songs first?
Sure.
This song's called 3-1 Words. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Stepped out one morning. The ground to be his bed, the sky his awning. So you lean on, so much your hugs become hold on. Oh, these 3-1 words, oh, let me whisper like the wrapping hands of tourists in Verona. I just want to love you in my that smell of sex, good like burning wood. The way we'll lay clean. Two thirsty girls from Hornsey left a note when morning came. Girls from the pool say hi. A rose at 5 feet per year along England's east coastline. Was that your first time? Love is just a button we press last night by the campfire. Oh, these 3-1 words, oh, that be whispered like the rubbing hands of tourists in the round. I just want to love you in my own language. Mm-hmm. by chance out of me. You're a shark and I'm swimming. My heart still thumps as I bleed. And all your friends, I'm sniffing. Triangles are my favorite shape. 3 points with 2 lines meet. Total, bed, bed, let's go, my love, it's very late, till morning comes, let's desolate. While the camera spins, chunks of you will sink down to seals, blubberish in morning. They'll nurse you up, yes, or nurse your love away. It's fair to say, you will still haunt me. Triangles are my favorite shape. 3 points with 2 lines meet. Toe to toe, bed to bed, let's go. My love is very late. Till morning comes, let's desolate.
Jay, live on the afternoon show, Tessellate there from their Mercury Prize-winning debut album, An Awesome Wave, and 3 Worn Words from the upcoming album, Relaxer, comes out on June 2nd. And thank you for being here, first of all. You came in advance of the last album, This Is All Yours, like a month or so before it was actually released. Doing it again this time, so we should make this a regular event.
Let's do it.
Yeah, right.
And it's just been announced, the North American tour, and it actually starts in Portland in the fall, October 9th, yep. And Seattle date shortly after that on October 12th. So, again, thanks for being here. So I've heard 2 songs. I absolutely love both of the songs. Both of them seem to have some sort of computer-related theme or binary reference running through them. Is that sort of a concept that you extend throughout the album?
I think it was sort of a concept we chose to launch the album with, kind of like a secret code in a way. It's not particularly a theme of the album, but something we've enjoyed playing with, yeah.
Yeah, and did that just sort of kind of evolve naturally? Like these first 2 songs are absolutely fantastic. Were you thinking about that when you were writing them, and sort of, do you think like strategy and stuff when you want to release records?
I don't think when we're writing them, no. I think when we're writing them, it's very much focusing on the song and seeing where the song wants to go. And then when you finish the album, it's kind of like, how are we going to put this together and put this out? You know, it's a completely different conversation, but equally fun sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, very cool. Now, there's a video game as well on the website, which astute fans have noted is inspired by the 90s PlayStation game, LSD Dream Emulator. Tell listeners about that.
Tom, you found the image from the game on Twitter, didn't you?
I did, yeah. It was an account I follow. He posts a lot of images quite regularly, and I just came across it. And I think seeing it, I wanted to kind of use it for something. I just liked mm-hmm. the way it looked. I liked kind of the size of it. And so I showed it to Gus and Joe, and they both kind of agreed that it might make a good album cover. So we contacted the guy, a Japanese developer, and he's been very cooperative, and he's given us quite a lot of room to use it. So
very cool. And tell listeners about the video game itself. So you found the image, you dug the image, so you obviously weren't fans of the game prior to that.
No, that's true. None of us had even heard of it, I don't think.
No. Yeah. But we thought, you know, I think we had the idea of making this game for our album online based on that game, because our albums are always kind of a bit of a journey and kind of take place in a sort of kind of imaginary world. So it seems kind of fitting to sort of walk around the world of Relaxer, as it were.
Yeah, that's very cool. Relaxer comes out on June 2nd. Now, I love the line in Three Worn Words where you say, "I just want to love you in my own language." I think that's just an absolutely beautiful line, and it just hangs in that song and makes you think. And from the beginning, from when I first heard Fitz Pleasure, I was just kind of blown away at how I felt you had done the seemingly impossible, which is work within a kind of a rock format, but have an absolutely distinctive sound. It's almost like you created your own language. How hard was that, to in the early days of Alt-J, when you were rehearsing and practicing, what kind of reference points did you have, or were you trying to just create something absolutely new?
Well, I think that was kind of a time where we were expanding as kind of people, because we were at university. Mm-hmm. You learn new things and you see the world in a different way. And I think at that same time, we were going through that kind of transformation as kind of people with minds. I think we also bumped into each other as friends, and we kind of applied what we were learning at university, which was there are no rules, because we were doing fine art and English literature, and we applied those kind of that fundamental to jamming together. So we didn't have reference points. I think we just were surprised that we had found or stumbled upon three friends or four friends at the time with great chemistry. So we didn't do much speaking. We just did a lot of playing. And I think that was a really kind of rich time for us, discovering that we had such a strong connection.
Mm-hmm. So when I listen to the new album, I still hear that, Gus, as you say, that sort of evolution or that journey where it still absolutely sounds like something new. It sounds like Alt-J, but it also doesn't sound like anything else, and it doesn't sound like the last album or the album before. So tell me how you work in the studio and maybe worked on this album.
I mean, I think we've always tried to stick to the formula we found when we were in Leeds, which was basically sitting in a room that feels like, you know, a bedroom or a sort of like home space or something to write in, because we don't like writing with, you know, we don't use mics, or, you know, we use minimal amps and just like play as in as natural sort of a setup as possible to write. And it gets us back to that idea of sort of hanging out together. And so I think on this album, we found a space in London where we could do that. And then by the time we went to the studio, we'd written these songs that just sort of encapsulate where we are now as people and how we're still enjoying time together.
Mm-hmm. Ellie Roswell from Wolf Alice sings on Three Worn Words. Tell me about what it was with her voice that you wanted to bring into the mix.
Well, yeah, it was kind of a really great thing, really. We were recording in London, and Ellie and Wolf Alice were in a studio in the same part of London, Shoreditch, around the corner, writing. So when we wanted to try some female vocals on Three Worn Words, we pretty much gave Ellie, you know, a call, and we were like, "Do you want to come around to the studio and try singing this bit?" We knew that she had an incredible voice, but I think none of us knew quite what she was going to bring to the song in terms of kind of fragility and just the beautiful way she sings it. It's not, she's singing in a different way, I think, to how she does in Wolf Alice, and that's really, really special. Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds really beautiful. Gus Unger, Hamilton, Joe Newman, Tom Green, Alt-J live here on The Afternoon Show. Now, my understanding is that In Cold Blood, the other song that we've heard from Relaxer, dates back even maybe to the first album.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
We worked on that song when we were living in Leeds, and still when we moved out of there, we couldn't quite seem to finish it. And it was, you know, it was one of the songs that just needed a certain breakthrough, and it eventually came when we jammed it on this album. You know, we tried it for the last album and just couldn't quite get it, you know, get it to be right. So we didn't want to put it on an album in sort of like, we knew it had great ideas in it, but it had to feel perfect. And I think we finally got there this time.
At what point did the horn part come in? Because, man, that is just so bombastic and amazing.
Yeah, that was actually really early on, to be honest. That was always that was the thing was about that song was that there were certain hooks in it, like the horn trumpet bit, or like the way that the guitar and the keyboard sort of play together, or the drums starting and stopping. There were loads of hooks that we knew made it too good to discard, but that was what kept it alive for us, really, and, you know, made its place be justified, I think, in this session.
It's All Jay Live on the Afternoon Show. Now, over the summer, you're going to be doing a few dates in Russia. Have you played Russia before?
Yeah, we've played Russia. We played, twice, I think.
Yeah. It's cool. I just got back from there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I had a great experience in St. Petersburg.
Oh, we're playing there for the first time this summer, St. Petersburg, which we're really excited about, yeah.
Mm. There's some great bands coming out of Russia right now.
Really? Oh, really?
One band, Oligarch.
Oh, right.
If you haven't heard yet.
No.
Very cool. They kind of take Russian Orthodox hymns and sort of kind of Russian traditional folk music, and then add just kind of heavy industrial production and kind of hip-hop beats on it. Just really cool.
Nice.
That sounds great.
Nice. Okay,
Alt J Live on the Afternoon Show here. It's KEXP. Do you mind playing some more songs?
Sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. This song is called Warm Foothills.
Dry tunes cater for jumping boys. From the nape of her neck, he made his descent. They watch men hurl from rock to sea, like stone onto bottom and a pinch is in between. Shepherds, I heard the sheep sitting on the only one. Broken sweethearts, all sleep apart. Ghosts still find the outside spines, moving sleep stars. And ghosts now show. She makes the sound, the sound she makes, to calm me down. You're so thin. As I begin rubbing lathers out, your state worsens on my skin. Oh. That loves me hard to live. One, two, three, four. Rose, rose, now shush. She makes the sound she makes, to calm me down. She makes the sound she makes, I'm tired now.
See. Cool. This song is our last song, and it's called In Cold Blood. 2, 3, 4.
0111001111. Crying zeros and I'm hearing 111s. Got my summer soul, sign my backflip. Oh, summer, summer, oh, oh, summer, kiss me. Way the sun really wants it to be. Whiskey soda, bees, your G&T's empty. Jeff's inflatables have sunk to the bottom. Oh, summer, summer, poor, poor summer, kiss me. Cali, let's dive, dive down. Boom, boom, boom. To the pool's bottom where we belong. Boom, boom, boom. Cali, who's sinking like a leaving stone. Boom, 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 boom.
All of a crowd around.
So very loud. Mr. Caspian's gilly told me so. La 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 la. Turn him down on the radio. La 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 la. My poor summer, summer, poor summer vibes killed.
In cold blood.
0111001111. Crying zeros and I'm hearing 111s. Life is back, slaps the surface of the pool. Oh killer, killer, poor, poor killer. Kiss me. Mr. Caspian's killer told me so. La 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 la. Turn him down on the radio. La 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 la. My la 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 la. In cold blood.
Well, Jay, live on the afternoon show, In Cold Blood. That is such a hooky song.
Cool.
It is.
Thank
just
you.
Gets in your head. From Relaxer, comes out on June 2nd. So cool to hear that, and Dissolve Me in Warm Foothills, all the songs in sort of a minimalistic setup here.
Yeah, it's very similar to how we played when we started the band, really. Acoustic guitar and a simple keyboard and minimal drums, really. That was how we wrote most of the first album.
Minus the mics.
Yeah, exactly.
And do you still have the Casio tone that you bought for a pound?
I do, I absolutely do. Yeah, I mean, I've used it on all the albums. don't bring it with me because it's very heavy and quite old.
Yeah.
But no, it's never not going anywhere.
But you used it on the album. Like, you wrote that song on it, right?
Yes, I did. Well, I wrote my part on it. You know, it's a fantastic keyboard. It's been on, like I said, all the albums. It's beautiful. Fake wood, brown number.
Yeah.
Weighs a ton. It's great.
A boat anchor. Mm. It is the afternoon show. Alt J Live. The album comes out on June 2nd. North American tour starts in October in Portland on the 9th, here in Seattle on the 12th. And are you just jam-packed all summer long? Is this you hitting the road for the next couple of years?
I think so. I think we'll be busy for a while, but it's exciting to be on the road again. We're looking forward to it, aren't we?
Yeah, it's going to be good. Yeah, okay. We do like the road.
Cool. Well, the two songs we've gotten so far are absolutely fantastic. Can't wait to hear the whole album. And man, thanks for your generosity, for just playing, but all you've done for KXP, you've played for us every time you've been around. You've done donor events. You helped raise the funds to build this new studio, this new home.
Well, we love Seattle. We love public radio, so it's always a pleasure. Yeah, thank you for having us.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you so much. And again, can't wait for the album. Good luck as well.
Great. Thank you.
Alt J Live on the afternoon show here, KEXP. Big time thanks to Joe, Gus, and Tom. Also to Jim, Justin, Scott, and Matthew on video and photos. Kevin Suggs doing the engineering. Matt on the board. Nancy and Sandra on the hospitality. And thanks to all the KEXP donors for making this possible. It's KEXP Seattle.